USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian officials are reporting a deadly Russian missile strike in the port city of Odessa. The president of Ukraine saying at least five people were killed in the attack, including a young child. The White House just sent over $1 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine, but Ukrainian officials continue to ask for more to help as Russia begins its second phase of the invasion. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst explains why the United States has to give Ukrainian forces what they need.
It is absolutely necessary that we up our game and provide what President Zelensky is asking for. They have a plan for all of the different platforms that they have requested. And if we can get those items to them, get them quickly, they have the opportunity to defeat the Russian army.
USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, a member of the administration is preparing to testify before Congress.
Department of Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is going to be questioned by lawmakers from both parties in the coming weeks when he testifies before different House and Senate committees. The concern is the Biden administration's handling of its plans to lift Title 42 on May 23rd and allow an invasion of humanity to enter the United States through the Mexico border.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Twitter is once again censoring what they believe is misinformation about climate change. On Earth Day, the company announcing it will no longer allow misrepresentative ads in their opinion that go against the scientific consensus on climate change. In a blog post, the company saying it believes climate denialism shouldn't be monetized on its platform. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
While speaking at a rally in Delaware, Ohio, former President Donald Trump criticizes what he calls the left-wing policy and management of the southern border and crime within the United States.
The very same people who piously claim to be defending democracy are the ones throwing open your borders, surrendering your sovereignty, defunding your police, prosecuting your politicians like nobody's ever seen before.
A California woman has quite the story to tell after visiting a national forest.
A woman who accidentally dropped her phone into the hole of an outhouse in the national forest in Washington State had to be rescued after she fell in while trying to retrieve the phone. She was at the top of Mount Walker in the Olympic National Forest at the time. Chief Manley with the Brennan Fire Department told the Kitsap Sun that she disassembled the toilet seat and used dog leashes to try to get the phone. She eventually used the leashes to tie herself as she reached for the phone. Then in she went. Some 10 to 15 minutes later, the woman with phone back in hand called for help. She wasn't injured, but she was washed down and strongly encouraged to seek medical help after being exposed to human waste. Chief Manley said, quote, "That was a first," and he's been on the job for 40 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Senate and House returned to Washington, D.C. on Monday after their Easter recess. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.